Oh.
Thank you for calling customer service. Can I have your zip code, please?
My zip code is 91710. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Can I have your first and last name also?
My first name is Gina, and my last name is Gonzalez with a Z.
Thank you for the information.
May I ask a question now?
Hold on one moment. Let me verify
sure.
Your address.
Sure.
What's your address?
My address is 12957 Ramona Avenue, apartment 102, Chino, California, 91710.
Thank you for the information. So as I'm looking through your account, I see that you have the earpods.
The what?
I see that you have the earpods.
Earpods?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have them, but I don't understand why they denied the payment. You understand what I'm saying?
So you'll have to see why your bank denied the payment.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so you got charged the regular price.
Because why did it come out to $59.97 anyways? Because the watch didn't work, and I don't know why I'm getting charged $59 when the AirPods were only $19.99.
You pay shipping costs, and that was the price for the 1 year warranty, the $19.99 price. But you only pay shipping costs, and after 14 days, you get charged full price.
Wow. Why don't you guys put this in writing when you're purchasing the product? Those are the downgrades about buying shit online, huh?
I'm sorry.
Never mind. You didn't even understand what I said. Common sense would tell you to read below. You have to advertise everything instead of just advertising what you guys want to put out. Because if I would have known it was going to cost me $59.97, I wouldn't have purchased them.
So, yes, sir. It was stated in terms and conditions.
Okay, well, I'll have to call the bank and find out if they can put that through for me so that, because I do have them. It's not like I don't want to pay for them, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I can offer you a 35% discount on the pods.
That would be great, too.
So you'll only be paying,
And what's the name of your company?
We just take calls for the company of the watch and the pods and different other companies for the trials.
Okay, but what is the name of that company? Do you know so that I can let the bank know which one it is?
Melody Watch and Melody Pods.
Melody?
Yes, M-O-M-E-L-O-D-Y.
Yeah. Melody, that's it? Or Melody?
Melody Pods, Melody Watch.
Pods, okay. And watch. Okie dokie.
So hold on.
I'll get, what? Okay, sorry about that.
So, the final price of the earbuds, you will be charged only $38.98 instead of $59.97. And on the watch, you will only be charged $45.48 instead of $69.97.
Okay, so it's $39.97?
Yes, $39.97.
And then 45, you said?
45, 48.
45, 48? Yes, sir. Okay, well, I'm not happy with the watch, so what do I do with it? Do I send it back to you?
So what's going on with the watch? How is it working since you received it?
It's not, programming to my phone.
So did you follow the directions?
I followed the directions, and it still wouldn't download to my phone.
Did you download the app?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so let me try to see. Look at the directions.
Because I went to Amazon and bought me another one, and that one connected real quick to my phone.
I'm not sure why wouldn't it not connect.
Well, I don't know either, and my daughter tried it, and she couldn't even do it.
Okay, sorry to hear that. Would you like to reshipped out another one for your charge?
No, I'm fine. I don't know what to do with it. I'm not even using it because it didn't connect to my phone. So I don't want to get charged for something that I'm not using. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Well, I can just cancel your account for you.
That's fine.
Give me one moment while I do this.
Sure.
Almost done. So how are the pods working out for you?
The pods won't even connect to my phone. And I've had pods. I already have a pair of pods that are the same brand as yours. And the new ones wouldn't even connect to my phone. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean?
All right. I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm just going to cancel your account. And I canceled your account. Is there anything else that I could do for you today?
So I'm not owing anything?
No, sir.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. And I appreciate all your help, sweetie.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. And have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Come on.